Welcome to the Balestrieri Real Estate Hour, where it's all about real estate. Brought to you by the recognized professionals at Balestrieri Realty, proudly serving you and your neighbors in South Florida since 1964. During the show, we invite you to call in with your questions or comments at 1-877-850-8585. And now, here are your hosts, Joe and Jim Balestrieri.
Good morning, South Florida. This is Jim Balestrieri, and you've turned into the Balestrieri Real Estate Hour. News, views, issues, and your questions about real estate. Welcome, everybody. It's glad to have you back with us this morning, and I hope your Christmas shopping is going well as you prepare to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah across South Florida. Just a wonderful time of year. Joe's still away, my brother and partner in the business, and he deserves the vacation that he's on. But this morning, I'm sharing the microphone with Utrice Lee, our communications director here at Balestrieri Realty, who also produces the show. Good morning, Utrice.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone out there.
We're just so glad to have everybody with us this morning. Utrice, give us a little highlight what we covered last week, last Saturday morning.
Well, last week was a wonderful week. You did a clinic, you and Joe, essentially, on the air, answering questions about a range of issues that people had about real estate. It was excellent, and I think we want to continue that today. We had far more calls than we were able to accommodate, so I want to give everybody a heads up. The number to call, and you should start right away, is 1-877-850-8585. That's 1-877-850-8585. Anything you want to know about real estate, Jim Balestrieri is here to answer your questions right here, right now. The number is 1-877-850-8585. So we want to continue the clinic, as it were, today, taking questions and calls from anybody who has any questions about real estate. And we want to follow up on the theme that you began to explore about the market. So maybe we can get on to that while we give people a chance to call 1-877-850-8585. Your calls about real estate. Jim Balestrieri is here in studio to take your calls and to answer them personally. And while we do that, we want to talk, Jim, about the reality of the market. What is the reality of the market right now?
Well, that's a question, I think, Utrice, that's on a lot of folks' mind here, not only in South Florida, but across the country. What is happening? The question, has the bubble burst? Is the bubble going to burst? Well, I think as an active real estate professional in the market, it's important for us to understand what is happening in the market. And as a home buyer or home seller, it's important that you understand as well. So let's update our listeners as to what's happening in the marketplace right here in South Florida. Looking at some numbers provided by the Greater Fort Lauderdale Association of Realtors, looking at some trends in the marketplace and available inventory. This is what home buyers have available for them to purchase. Over the past 5 months, Utrice, past 150 days, the actual available inventory for home buyers has grown by 63%.
What does that mean to the consumer market?
Well, that means is that back in June, if you were in a particular marketplace, let's just say any particular marketplace, there may have been 100 homes from you to pick from. Today, in that same marketplace, there would be 163 homes. And because the laws of supply and demand are still in play, the larger the supply, assuming that the demand does not change, typically that means a softening in prices. And I think I don't see that the prices are going to continue to rise at the rate they have with double digits and such. I think we have a stable real estate market, but the fact remains that the market is transitioning from more of a seller's market to a buyer's market.
What does the National Association of Realtors have to say about the market?
Well, David Layer, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, I think has put out there that there's no need for major concern and shifting in the marketplace. But across the country, we see the same trend. Inventory is growing, and the markets are transitioning from a seller's market to a buyer's market. I think the big risks that might be out there is some speculative buying that has been going on very, very strongly, people buying pre-construction and such, and waiting during the construction period for prices to rise quite rapidly, and then flipping the inventory before they actually take ownership of it or shortly after taking ownership of it. And one of the markets that Lear has pointed out is right here in Miami. Three markets that Lear has pointed out about the speculative buying, Utrice, has been Miami, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. There's been a tremendous amount of new development, new construction in these three markets, and there's been a lot of speculative buying. So I think you just need to be a bit more cautious if you're a home buyer or a speculative buyer, and get the advice of a professional and look at the inventories that are available in a given marketplace.
So just to recap this little capsule here, there's more inventory available, which has softened the market a bit. More houses than people are buying at the moment.
Exactly.
So that is affecting the price. That should mean, shouldn't it, Jim, that it's a good time to be a buyer, or does it mean it's a good time to be a seller?
Well, I think it's a good time to be either at this point. I think the slowdown, if you will, or the increase in inventory is bringing some balance back to both buyers and sellers. Before, it was absolutely a runaway seller's market, and buyers had to chase property. I think being a more balanced marketplace, I think, is good for all. I think it's good for the economy, our local economy here. I think it brings balance back to our real estate economy. What has happened, too, is not necessarily more homes have come on the market, Utrice. The absorption rate has slowed a bit. We've had fewer closings over the past 150 days. The number of closings has decreased by 23%. So fewer closings. The amount of inventory that has come on the market each month has been pretty consistent, but now what we're getting is accumulation of inventory because there's fewer real estate closings. And I want to tell our listeners, this has really nothing, in my opinion, I don't think the numbers prove it out here, to do with the hurricane. The hurricane was just a moment in time. Yes, it impacted the real estate market for a short period of time, but this trend has started since June of this year.
And it's national.
And it's a national trend, but very specific here in our local marketplace. Mm-hmm. So this is not a single event. It's been a trend, and I'm not alarmed by it. But if you're a home seller, Utrice, it's so important to hire a real estate professional that understands the marketplace. The days of sticking a yard sign out front and getting the property sold, I think, are gone. You need someone that understands the market. You need someone that can advise you on how to position your property in the marketplace. And then you need a firm that understands how to merchandise and network the property. You see, the buyer that matches the property the best is the buyer that pays the seller the most money, because it's that buyer that sees the value of the home. So if there's fewer buyers in a marketplace, then you need to expand the marketing to a larger marketplace. And what has happened is that a real estate agent takes a property and really doesn't expose the property except to that local marketplace. What we need to do is to reach out in the entire South Florida marketplace, in the entire Florida marketplace, and literally across the country and world, and expose the inventory here in South Florida, because it's a very desirable place to be, to buyers that are coming into the area. So the idea here is the more buyers you can expose a property to, the higher the probability is that you're going to find the right buyer that will pay the seller the most money. And that's the job of your real estate professional. And I can tell our listeners at Balustrade Realty, we understand that. We're part of the leading real estate companies of the world. And our inventory exposed literally to buyers all across the country and in 24 countries across the world. So when it comes to marketing exposure, it's really critical for our sellers.
If you're listening right now, you're listening to Jim Balustrade, broker owner of Balustrade Realty. This is the Balustrade Real Estate Hour right here on WFTL. The number to call is 1-877-850-8585. It's a toll-free number. Any question at all that you have about real estate, it's a good time to pick up the phone and call. You also want to keep a pen and paper handy, because we'll be sharing information as we go along. 1-877-850-8585. Your calls about real estate in this changing market. Some more about the market, Jim. Because the market is changing, because it requires a special kind of specialized knowledge of the market, What do you think is the demand now on real estate firms such as Balistrieri Realty?
What is the demand? I think the demand has perhaps hasn't the expectation of the real estate firm over the past 18, 24 months, I think, has been diminished because the market has been so aggressive. I think the demands today is to really understand the needs of the seller, understand the needs of the buyer, and bring those two together. So it takes a person that is knowledgeable, has the ability to negotiate on behalf of buyer or seller. And I think more so today, representation. I think buyers and sellers are looking for somebody to represent their needs. You know, I can tell our listeners a little story, and this just happened to me over this last week. A home seller came to me, had his property listed with a real estate firm. It was a property in the range of $700,000, and their agent brought a buyer in from another real estate firm on a $700,000 property with a $15,000 deposit and a 40-day window on the financing, allow the buyer to have 40 days to get the financing. Basically, in reviewing the documentation, it looks like the mortgage company did a bogus denial letter on the property, and you know, the buyer wants their money back, and the seller's there ready to move. They've already brought another property out of state, and the buyer doesn't want to close on the property. And just a quick review in looking at it, and I'm not an attorney, but when you're buying a property of $700,000 or you're going to contract, and you have a $15,000 deposit, in some cases that's just way too little amount of money. And then to have a 40-day period for a mortgage can be also excessive and long. So my point is that that seller should have had proper guidance and proper advice before they went to contract with a particular buyer. And consequently, now the home is back on the market. The buyer or the seller has already purchased another home, and they've got to start the process all over. Not only is it frustrating and inconvenient for the seller, but it costs them a lot of money. And so, again, what are people looking for? I think they're looking for the real estate firm and the agent to represent their interest and to advise them well as to contracts. That's why they're hiring the professional. Today's marketplace, we see all these fancy fee companies. Are they really representing the interest of the buyer or representing the interest of the seller? I think you need to ask yourself that question. I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us. You're on with Jim Balistrieri. Could you turn your radio down?
Sure can.
Thank you so much.
Sure. I have two questions, actually. Well, one question and one comment.
Okay.
You were talking before about it being a seller's market transitioning to a buyer's market, and I've always been under the impression that if a property is being sold, the seller is not determining the price. It's the buyer community that determines what the price is going to be, because if the buyers aren't willing to pay the seller's price, the seller's not going to sell. It may be a more favorable market to the seller or the buyer, but it's always the buyers that control the prices that are going to be paid. And my second issue is a question for you. Do you know what percentage of houses sold in Florida and South Florida particularly are sold in 55 and over or retirement-type communities?
Well, that's a, you know, I've never been asked that question before, and I've never studied that statistic, so I can't give you an answer on it. I know the communities to the west in Broward County, some newer communities, but predominantly more in Palm Beach County and Martin County, have built wonderful 55 and older communities that are very, very popular and provide a lot of value to our residents here in South Florida. But I don't have a statistical number, but I know it has grown substantially here over the last 4 to 5 years. And you're right, the buyers actually do set the value. It's what the buyer's willing to pay for a particular product sets the value for the product. So whether it be a loaf of bread on the shelf or a home here in South Florida, the buyer sets the value. Whatever the buyer perceives the value to be is what they're willing to pay.
The reason I ask about the retirement percentage is because South Florida, I think, is a unique market. And I don't think that we can fit into the same kind of category as the rest of the country. I'm a real estate investor, and I see a different type of market down here in that there's a tremendous amount of money that comes down from the north, retirement money, especially that money that everybody talks about. That community, that demographic has such a tremendous amount of buying power that they really don't pay attention to what the market is doing. They want to be here. They're willing to pay whatever people, whatever buyers or whatever a seller is willing to ask. And I don't know if that's really going to give us a real good picture of what the remainder of the market is. And if it's shift, if we have such a percentage that is so controlled by that retirement community, I don't know if that really can portray the true marketplace down here.
Well, I think it's a good point, but I don't believe that we have a significant percentage of our marketplace that is really controlled by that 55% and older community. They play a role, but we also find is that people transition back to the north to be with their friends and families as they get a little bit older. It's an important, but South Florida is insulated. We have a very large European population that comes into South Florida. We've got Scripps relocating here with 70,000 new jobs. So we're in a very insulated marketplace, but the fact remains as inventory grows and sellers have a need to sell, the buyers are looking at, have more property to look at, are going to choose those properties that represent the best value to them. So positioning in today's marketplace is important for home sellers in order for them to get their properties sold. And that really takes a professional that studies the market and advises the client well. Hey, we appreciate your calling this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian. We'll take a break right now and come back.
Since 1964, the real estate professionals at Balistrieri Realty have been offering their clients the highest form of representation allowed by Florida law. With local family ownership, they're your home team. Whether you're buying or selling residential or commercial properties, you know you'll have a solid team behind you. Balistrieri services also include mortgages, title insurance, surveys, and market analysis. Their local and national relocation services will accommodate you whether you're moving across town or across the country. They have over 325 seasoned associates in offices in Palm Beach and Broward counties. Their personal service and straightforward, honest style will make you feel right at home. Call today, 954-545-1616. That's 954-545-1616. Choose the right sign, the Balistrieri sign, and put the resources of Balistrieri Realty to work for you. Call today, 954-545-1616. That's 954-545-1616. Welcome back to the Balistrieri Real Estate Hour, here on 850 WFTL.
Good morning, South Florida. This is Jim Balistrieri, and welcome back to the Balistrieri Real Estate Hour. It's about 25 minutes after the hour, and we're talking about the market and some changes in the marketplace today, and the fact that inventory has grown in the last 150 days by 63% here, according to the Realtor Association of Greater Fort Lauderdale. And what does that mean to home buyers and home sellers? You know, we've seen a trend in the real estate market that perhaps there has been some folks that have come into the marketplace and offered what I call a flashy fee. And I just want to caution our listeners, there's all kinds of ways and there's all kinds of models, and we have a tremendous quality real estate market here in South Florida and great real estate firms. But you need to ask some questions before you hire a real estate firm. Do they represent you? How do they represent you? There's this idea of putting your home in the MLS and that the property is sold. I don't think that's the case. MLS is one tool, but it has to be used appropriately. Like any tool, whether it be a saw can do a great job, but also can create a lot of damage. Yes. I think we've got a caller on the line. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Right in the middle of a thought. We'll come back to my thought about tools and the MLS. Jim,
hold that thought.
Are you on the line, Jim?
Yes.
What's your question?
I have a home that I lived in for about 17 years.
Right.
And it's been a rental for about 2 years. And when I had looked at it, it says that it's a 3-2, but when I bought it, it was a full 3-3. What do I need to do to the house to list it as a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom? What type of documents do I need to change that?
Well, Jim, I think what you're saying is that in the Broward County or the tax assessor's office, it's showing a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and you want to...
Yeah.
Okay. The tax record... really, I don't believe have any bearing on the property. If, in fact, it's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, the only question would become if the addition was made without permits. But in your case, I think you're telling us is that the third bath was always there. Is that correct?
In the 17 years that I've owned it, yes.
And I don't think you have a problem representing that it is a three-bedroom, three-bath, and you can merchandise it and market it that way.
And what is your phone number for your realty office?
You can reach us at, you can reach me if you want to call me directly at 954-545-1606. It rings right at my desk. That's 954-545-1606. If I'm not there, leave me a message and I'll get back with you.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So we were talking a little bit about tools and that sort of thing in the MLS. And if you want to call in and ask your questions, I invite you to do so. I'm at 877-850-8585. So our listeners, how does the MLS work? The MLS is an offer of cooperation between the realtors here in the South Florida marketplace. And typically, an incentive or a commission is paid to the agency that brings the buyer for a particular property. And what has happened is that the amount of money offered or the incentive that is offered has diminished, and that is paid for the agent working with the buyer that actually sells the property. In fact, many of these what I call the flashy fee companies say they'll do your work for you at a certain percentage that looks like a great value, but they don't provide any exposure or any incentive to the other 30,000 realtors in the marketplace on the MLS. Others may put it on the MLS for $500 and offer a 1% incentive to bring the buyer for your property. What I wanted to suggest is that the real estate commission in most cases that you pay is zero until the firm you hire gets the job done for you to your satisfaction. So to diminish the incentive paid to one of the other 30,000 realtors here in the local marketplace typically shoots the seller in their own foot. Because what you want to do is you want to mobilize the entire realtor community that is working with the buyers to get the buyers into your home to create the demand. And as the market softens and transitions a little bit more to a buyer's market, it is even more important as a home seller to make sure that you're getting as many buyers through your property as possible. And the reason is because the right buyer for your home pays you the most money because your home matches best with that particular buyer. So that's why it's critical. You see, you may get more when you offer the right incentive to the other 30,000 realtors. What happens is you start getting more traffic, and then when you hit the right buyer, your property goes to contract and ultimately sold for the maximum amount of money. So two sides of the transaction. You need to hire the firm and the agent to represent your interest as the home seller to make sure that they're merchandising and marketing your property. And then you need to make sure that that firm is offering the appropriate incentive to the other 30,000 realtors in the marketplace. And I hope that answers some questions of our listeners, because most of our home sellers and home buyers don't really understand how the multiple listing service works. It's an extremely valuable tool only if it's used properly. I'd love to take some questions on that.
That's wonderful. 1-877-850-8585. We have a very short window, or a very narrow window, I should say, available before we go to the next segment. So you want to make your calls right now. 1-877-850-8585 to talk with Jim Balistrieri, broker owner of Balistrieri Realty, South Florida's most trusted name in real estate. So continuing, Jim, with the changing market, what other kinds of credentials should buyers and sellers be aware of when they are dealing with a real estate company?
Well, Utrice, that's a good question. I think one of the critical credentials that is necessary is the agency representation, how the buyer or the seller is being represented in the transaction. And as I told the story earlier, one of the concerns was of the seller on the $700,000 property is that their interests weren't being represented. They were more interested, the real estate agent was more interested in just getting a contract, which ultimately some 40 days later fell right on its face, and the seller sitting there with the home back on the market again. So I think what buyers and sellers want is someone to represent their interests. I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. Jerry, you're on the air with Jim Balistrieri.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
Just a question. I live out in the western communities in Palm Beach County, and I was wondering how much you knew about it and how the, if Scripps does move out, what would the effect be on the real estate value, and is the market out there softening?
Well, we have offices that service your community, and when Scripps comes to town, it's going to have a very favorable impact on the real estate market here. Not only what Scripps does, but all the other associated businesses that will be coming to South Florida because of Scripps. So it's going to be very, very favorable. There's going to be a large demand on housing. But this will be ramping up over the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and we'll enjoy the impact from Scripps for many, many years. I wouldn't be overly concerned if you're putting your home on the market. Just get the company and an agent that will represent your interest. We can do that for you here at Balustrade Realty. Be glad to at least visit with you, share our credentials, find out what's important to you. But it really goes to how your real estate agent and firm will position your home to be the next property sold at the very best price. And we can do that for you and be glad to take your call personally. If you'd like, you can reach me at 954-545-1606, and we can help you. And do you have another question?
No, is the market softening out there, or is it leveling out? Because I know for a long time it was going up quite a bit.
No, I believe the market is still good here in South Florida. It's continued to be strong, but the fact remains is that the inventory is growing, the available inventory is growing. So as a prudent home seller, you need to just make sure that your property is positioned correctly amongst that inventory so your property gets sold for the best price possible. In other words, you just can't stick any price on it and hope the market continues to go up 20% so it catches up to your price. You need to have somebody, a real estate professional and firm that understands how to position your home in the marketplace so you maximize your sales price.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back right after this to your questions and comments at 1-877-850-8585.
Since 1964, the real estate professionals at Balustrade Realty have been offering their clients the highest form of representation allowed by Florida law. With local family ownership, they're your home team. Whether you're buying or selling residential or commercial properties, you know you'll have a solid team behind you. Balustrade services also include mortgages, title insurance, surveys, and market analysis. Their local and national relocation services will accommodate you whether you're moving across town or across the country. They have over 325 seasoned associates in offices in Palm Beach and Broward counties. Their personal service and straightforward, honest style will make you feel right at home. Call today, 954-545-1616. That's 954-545-1616. Choose the right sign, the Balustrade sign, and put the resources of Balustrade Realty to work for you. Call today, 954-545-1616. That's 954-545-1616. Welcome back to the Balustrade Real Estate Hour, here on 850 WFTL.
Good morning, South Florida. This is Jim Balustrade. I'm broker-owner with my brother Joe of Balustrade Realty, 10 regional sales centers here in South Florida. We're in all 50 states with the leading real estate companies of the world and in 24 countries. So when it comes to your needs here in South Florida or anywhere around the United States, you need to give us a call. I'll take your call personally at 954-545-1606. Utrice, we were talking about credentials. I was starting to develop a little bit the idea of how Florida law allows real estate agents here to represent buyers and sellers. The highest form of representation that a buyer and seller can have is called a single agency representation. In that representation, the buyer or the seller is actually a client of the real estate professional. Much like an attorney would have a client or a doctor would have a patient, their responsibility is to look out for the interest of the buyer or the seller, to have an advocate. So the real estate agent actually becomes your advocate. The single agency representation, which Balustrade Realty provides our buyers and sellers, has the added duty of full confidentiality, full loyalty to the client, full loyalty to the buyer, full loyalty to the seller. If the seller asks you to do something, that's your job to do it as long as it's lawful. So confidentiality, loyalty, full obedience to the client, and full disclosure to the client. The other form of representation that most national brands use and most real estate companies here in South Florida is called transaction brokerage. And they have a limited form of confidentiality. They don't have the duty of loyalty and obedience. Their job basically is to honestly and fairly get the deal done. But I think what buyers and sellers want today, if they are given the choice, is to have an advocate, to have somebody that will look out for their interests, that will go to bat for them. And at Balustrade Realty, we believe that if you entrust the purchase of your home to us, or if you entrust the sale of your property to us, that you deserve the highest form of representation that Florida law allows us to provide. I just want to make one caveat. The law says that when working with both buyer and seller, that the real estate firm must transition to transaction brokerage. But at Balustrade Realty, we always start out on the foundation of single agency and that client relationship, and our clients really appreciate that. So that's a credential.
Is it par for the course that most real estate agencies are, in fact, single agency representatives?
No, most real estate firms only provide transaction brokerage. And before you engage the services of a real estate firm and a real estate agent, you need to find out what the differences are between single agency and transaction brokerage. Find out if they'll even provide you with single agency representation. And if not, find out why not. I know this. A single agent having a fiduciary or client relationship has much higher liability exposure. And I think we're not going to say, entrust your purchase of your home to us, but, stay at an arm's length distance in case we make a mistake. No, we believe that not only are we confident that we can get the job done right, but we're confident that we can provide this kind of agency representation.
These credentials, Jim, become more and more important, as you say, in a changing market where the demand on the specialized skill of an agent and the firm that the agent is affiliated with is upped X number of times because the competition is going to be keener. The demand on the specialized information on the professional is going to be greater. So the deliverables are being looked at, and therefore you need a firm that will bring the full resources that it has available to the client. I think Balustrade is such a company.
Well, Treese, I've been, when anybody can catch fish and everybody can catch fish, it doesn't take a lot of skill and knowledge to put fish in the boat. But when it's not so easy to catch fish anymore, then those that really have developed the skill and have the knowledge of fishing are still eating and providing. And at Balustrade Realty, we believe that it's important that our folks have the skill and knowledge as trained real estate professionals. In fact, we have an entire division in our company that is only for professional development, with a professional development coach, another individual as our trainer, and all they do is professional development internally for our 325 associates here in South Florida. That brings me up another point. If you're interested in getting into the real estate business, this is an excellent time to get into the real estate business. And at Balustrade Realty, we have a comprehensive program to get you up and started in the business. We teach you what it takes to be successful, how to represent buyers, how to represent sellers successfully, so you build a genuine business in real estate. So we're not part-time operators. We're dedicated 100% to this profession and to the business of helping folks buy and sell real estate here in South Florida.
Speaking of which, Jim, we have a retinue, a whole review of highly experienced and well-trained professionals, Balustrade professionals, on the line with us, telling us about a range of wonderful properties available for sale. We have Cheryl Gottbaum. Hi, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning, Utrecht.
How are you this morning?
Well, I am terrific.
I don't think you're perky enough.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Cheryl. Tell our listeners this morning about this neat property you have at 249.9 in Deerfield Beach.
All right. Well, the property that I'm going to share with you today that I featured is a two-bedroom, two-bath villa. It's rarely available because it's a corner unit. And what makes that special in this community is that it is 1,200 square feet rather than the usual 942. So you're getting one-fourth more property. In addition, this community has a front and backyard that is completely fenced. This unit itself is paved, has pavers, new brick pavers that were put in this year. And because it's the corner, you feel like you're in your own home because you can actually walk from your backyard to your front yard without going into your front house. Now, did I mention it was lakefront? No, I didn't.
No.
So the backyard is has a beautiful lake view, but it is fenced in the back. So for anybody who's interested who has small children or pets, this is perfect because you never have to worry about their safety. So that's one of the features of this particular property. It also has a 20-foot wide screened porch that is at the back of this unit. So you have plenty of opportunity to have some nice wine and cheese out there or whatever you would like.
Maybe a margarita or something like that, or just or maybe a glass of iced tea, huh?
Just don't feed
julep.
The ducks.
Don't feed the ducks. Cheryl, our listeners, I know, probably want to get a hold of you, whether this property works or any property here in South Florida. If you contact Cheryl Gottbaum, Cheryl will find the property, whether it be this wonderful home at 2499 on the lake in Deerfield Beach or any property that meets your need. You got to get a hold of Cheryl Gottbaum. Cheryl, where can they reach you?
Well, my direct line would be 954-545-1662. And if I'm not in the office, that'll direct you right to my cell phone, so I'm available all the time.
So that's 954-545-1662, did you say?
That is
yes.
Correct.
1662, and you can reach Cheryl Gottbaum at our Pompano Beach Regional Sales Center. Cheryl, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, you're welcome, and the program is wonderful. I've enjoyed listening to it.
Thank you,
Cheryl.
Thanks. Up next is Henry Gould from our Boca Downtown Regional Sales Center. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Yatrice. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So tell us about your properties.
Well, I have a couple of them in Deerfield. The first one I'll start off with is also a rare opportunity because it's a townhouse, a two-and-a-half townhouse on the beach side within walking distance, so just about a block from the beach and a block up from the Intracoastal. It's a cozy little two-and-a-half unit in a boutique townhome community. It has an extremely beautiful pool and garden view, a private fence deck. It's 1,150 square feet under air. And one of the beauties of this is I know a lot of people are still looking for investment properties in the area. This is, and what's beautiful about it is that it's a rentable unit. There are no rental restrictions, and it's pet-friendly. And I dare say pet-friendly happens to be probably at the top of the list because so many people are looking for places where that they can rent or live in that will welcome pets.
You know, Henry, and to our listeners, you're not going to. We're actually here in the studio, and every Saturday morning I bring my little Shih Tzu with me. I've got Buddy here. He doesn't say a word, but Buddy is definitely in the studio with us, and he's with us every Saturday morning. So,
Pet-friendly is great.
Pet-friendly is good. And in fact, Buddy is just the father of five little baby Shih Tzus.
That's fantastic.
And Lulu's the mom at home. And the puppies are now, I think, actually 2 weeks old today.
Yeah.
So good job, Buddy. Tell us about another property. So this is a pet-friendly property.
This is a pet-friendly property. And, of course, this other property I have is also pet-friendly because it's a single-family home. And what's unique about this, it's on the beach. It's on the ocean in Deerfield Beach. It's about three doors down from the Deerfield-Boca border on A1A. It's a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home of about 3,000 square feet with permitted and approved plans for a 1,000-square-foot addition.
Wow.
Okay, and when I say it's unique is that I think in Broward County alone, Jim, there's only about 38 homes
right
that are on the ocean. So you can enjoy some incredible sunrises, some incredible beach days. It has a beautiful pool deck, and the pool is heated, has a spa, and is an incredible deck for entertainment.
And what's the price?
The price is only $4.85 million. It's really, at that, it's a steal, really.
And literally right on the sand.
It's right on the ocean.
Wow.
Henry, how could people reach you if they're interested in either of these properties that you talked about today?
My cell number is 954-242-6083.
6083. So if you want to reach Henry Gould in our Boca Raton Downtown Sales Center for either one of these properties, one at $4.85 million, the other two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhome.
I think I didn't mention the price on that.
$419,500.
That's correct.
$419,500. You've got to give Henry a call at 954-242-6083, was it?
Correct.
6083. Henry, thanks for being with us this morning.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Up next is Patty Magnuson. She is with our Boca Central Regional Sales Center. Patty, thank you and welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Tell us tell our listeners what exciting properties you have for them.
Well, I have two in Boca, both East Boca. One beautiful Mediterranean pool home, one of the few gated communities in East Boca. The five-bedroom, three-bath, two-story home, grand foyer entrance with a large open floor plan, volume ceilings, just a beautiful kitchen with center island, French doors across the entire back. It is in just A-rated schools, minutes to the beach. It's a must-see, Jim.
And the price is $840,000 in
correct.
East Boca Raton. Sounds like a wonderful property.
It is, absolutely is. The other one I have is a rental, also in East Boca, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, two-story home, brand-new kitchen, all-new appliances, spacious home, master on the bottom floor, pet-friendly. At $2,800 a month, it's a great deal.
Patty, where can our listeners contact you?
My cell phone, which is 561-306-6135.
So you can reach Patty Magnuson in our Boca Raton Central Regional Sales Center at 561-306-6135 for this estate property in East Boca Raton, or for a wonderful rental property in Boca Raton for $2,800 a month. Or just to find the property that's just perfect for you, you got to give Patty a call. And Patty, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Before we bring on our next great agent, I just want to remind our listeners that at Balustrade Realty, not only do we handle single-family homes, we handle commercial property by our commercial division. We handle business brokerage. So if you've got a business you want to buy or a business you want to sell, we have professionals that are trained specifically in helping you buy and sell businesses. And, of course, relocation and vacation homes all around the country. We handle your mortgage, and we close them at Integrity Title. We've got another great person on the line, Noel Smith. Good morning, Noel, from our Boca Raton Downtown Regional Sales Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good morning, Noel.
Hello to you, too. Okay.
Thanks. Tell us a little bit. Tell our listeners about some neat properties that you have available.
Well, here's a possibility for the bigger family. We've got up over in Bristol Point, which is a country club without the golf course, six bedrooms, five and a half baths, two stories. It's a beautiful pool with the waterfall. It's a dynamic place, and it's got lots of room in it, and it's priced at $1,195,000.
And that's in Bristol Point. Wonderful.
That's in Bristol Point, right between Boca Del Rey. It's really in Del Rey, but it's a great jumping-off location. Great A schools, and it's pretty dramatic as well.
Fantastic. So, you got another property in Boynton Beach.
The other property in Boynton, actually I have a couple in Boynton. I was hearing you, Jim, talk about the 55 and older committee. At the other end of the spectrum, we've got Royal Manor, which is a two-year-old manufactured home, $79,900, gets you in there, and it's a great community and with a great lifestyle.
Well, you can buy a home in Boynton Beach for $79,900.
Yes, sir.
$79,900, under $80,000.
It is 55 and older, and a couple of the restrictions, but it's like brand new, and it's one of that was the one.
You know, I'm going to interject here for our listeners. I mean, we're talking about properties $4.85 million here at Balustrade Realty, and we're talking about properties under $80,000. And the point I want our listeners to understand is it's not the size of the property that's important to us. It's our client because, you know, everybody's property or home is their castle, and we understand that. We've been in business for 42 years. That's who we are at Balustrade Realty. So no matter the size of the property, our luxury portfolio division, we sell more million-dollar homes across the country than any other firm. It doesn't matter the size or the price. What matters is what's important to you. And Noel can help you out here. So we've got this neat manufactured home at $79,900, and you've got another couple properties you want to tell us about.
Well, yeah, I tend to focus on the waterway, along the waterway in Boca, Del Rey, and
right.
We have a little cottage in there right around the corner from the marina in the Marina Historic District with beautiful hardwood floors and fireplace, a garage, and you can walk to the beach, walk to downtown. And it's priced at $869, and it's just a gorgeous little place. It's quite nice.
So we've got four wonderful properties here for our listeners.
Well, he didn't tell us about the last one.
Oh, what's that?
On
Boynton Beach,
Harbor Estates, which has a two-story, 3,000 square feet. It's traditional looking, and it's right at the sea. The C-16 canal there, and it's they have the arrangement where the homeowners live in their homes, but there's a marina dedicated for their boats. So it's and that's $1,250,000.
Wow, another great property.
How do people reach you, Noel Smith?
The only way to reach me is that 302-8688.
And that's 561.
Yeah, and I also mentioned most of the properties they can find on the realtor.com. They can get the visual tour and go through there without leaving their radio.
So you can reach Noel Smith. Noel is in our Boca Raton downtown regional sale. Wonderful person that'll find out what's important to you, our listeners, when it comes to buying or selling your home. And you can reach Noel at 561-302-8688. That's 302-8688. Noel, thanks for being with us and sharing with our listeners this morning.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Noel. Joining us now, Jim, is a wonderful, wonderful agent, Camille Hall from our Pompano Regional Sales Center. Good morning, Camille.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, great.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us about your properties that you have for sale.
I have three lovely co-op units in a complex called Lakeview Lodge. They're located in Pompano Beach. It's in between U.S. 1 and Dixie Highway, about a mile in from U.S. 1. The waterway views are absolutely spectacular. These three units are on waterways. There's two intersecting canals that flow into a waterway called Pine Lake. There is ocean access, dockage available immediately. One of the units is a two-bedroom, two-bath, completely updated, washer, dryer, beautifully updated kitchen, bathrooms. The view is $1 million, and it's listed at $289,900.
Wow, what a value. Is this unit right on the water?
Right on the water. All three units are right on the water. The $289,900 two-bedroom, two-bath is on the second floor.
Wow.
And then I also have a one-bedroom, one-bath on the first floor that's been completely updated, granite kitchen, crown molding, beautifully updated bathroom. It's listed at $189,900, and it's move-in condition, as is the other. Still the same beautiful view, beautiful pool with pavers and brick pavers, just move-in condition. I have my third one-bedroom, one-bath. Is listed at $179,900. It's the original kitchen and bathrooms, but it's still lovely. The view is still the $1 million view, and at $179,900, you just can't beat it.
I'll take it.
Camille, how can our listeners this morning reach you to have you help them see these properties or a property that meets their needs?
Well, they can reach me on my cell. My cell number is 954-254-2085, and I would like to state that the dockage is available immediately, but there are no pets and no leasing, and there is financing available.
Oh, wow. So I couldn't bring Buddy with me.
You could not bring Buddy.
Okay, I couldn't bring Buddy, but these are some exceptional properties here in Pompano Beach, and you can see them by calling Camille Hall from our Pompano Beach Regional Sales Center at 954-254-2085. That's 954-254-2085. You can reach Camille. If these properties don't work, Camille will find the property that is just right for you. Camille, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, Jim, this is an interesting thing, and I'm glad that you brought that to everybody's attention, the fact of the range of properties available. So it's not all the zillion-dollar properties, although you can find them through Balistrieri Realty, but all kinds of properties, because everybody has different kinds of lifestyles, everybody has different kinds of needs, everybody has different kinds of preferences for how it is they want to live.
Sure of it.
And you're quite correct about the ideas. As long as the firm is able to satisfy the customer's or the client's needs, that's really what real estate is all about.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact is that you may be calling one of our great people like Camille and have a need to buy a single-family home, and then have a friend or a family member that needs the opportunity to buy or sell a business. Now, Camille, per se, is not trained to sell a business, but the fact is that at Balistrieri Realty, we have people that specialize in selling businesses. So just like a doctor doesn't have a specialization in every area, whether it be a plastic surgeon, a heart surgeon, they have specialties. The same thing in the real estate business. But the good news is when you come to Balistrieri Realty, we understand that it is a specialty and we get you with the specialist. So we cover the needs of our clients, and we do it by what's important to them, and we meet those needs. I've got some property here I want to tell our listeners about. We've got a wonderful project that is coming to market. It's a conversion from a rental community here in the General Margate area that'll be coming to market. And you can give us a call at 954. You need to get a pen out. This is some exciting inventory. 954-545-1616. We've got one bedroom, one bath, we've got two bedroom, one and a half baths, and we got two bedroom, two baths, ranging from 800 to 1,100 square feet, right here in Margate. Wonderful, wonderful property, nestled right in a golf course community with pools and spas for the active lifestyle. We have indoor racquetball courts, tennis courts. We've got sand volleyball courts. We've got picnic areas with grills. And this product is going to be coming to market. You need to call right away because they're flying off the market. And the prices, Retrice, range from $159,900 to $229,900 for our 1,100 square foot properties. Call today on this, folks. An incredible opportunity. If you're an investor, it works for you. We have units that are tenant occupied. Call today. Give us a call at 954-545-1616. We'll rush you this information. It requires a $5,000 initial deposit to reserve a unit, and a contract you have to have a full 5% down. Give us a call about this property, this unique conversion from rental community to home ownership here at Balistrieri Realty, 954-545-1616.
You know, Balistrieri Realty has been doing something that many real estate companies cannot even begin to talk about, which is publishing its own magazine, the Balistrieri Realty magazine. So if you would like a copy of this magazine, and the current issue is out, you can call us for a free copy at 954-545-1616, and we'll send you a free copy of the magazine. That's 954-545-1616.
Utrice, just going back to this other property, I think I'm going to buy one of these units for myself. No, all kidding aside, such an exceptional opportunity for our folks here in South Florida. In fact, Ted Brown, our sales manager in our Fort Lauderdale Regional Sales Center, is participating this coming Wednesday in affordable housing with Broward County. We're very interested in making sure that everybody is in reach of home ownership here in South Florida, and we take an active role in helping those folks get into their first home. So we'll be learning more about some of the benefits that Broward County will be bringing to first-time home buyers. And for if you're a first-time home buyer, give us a call. We'll get you in a property the very best way we can at 954-545-1616. Leave us your name and number, and we'll get back with you. I think we're about ready to wrap up this morning, Utrice, and I just want to thank our listeners for being with us again. Joe will be back with us, my brother and partner in the business, next Saturday morning. So I had a great morning this morning.
It was a wonderful time, and thank you for inviting me and having me share the microphones here. Again, it's a great firm, Balistrieri Realty, South Florida's most trusted name in real estate. The number to call is 954-545-1616, and we'll take care of all of your needs. So, Jim, officially you get to sign off.
Well, I just want to say thanks for joining us again and for all you're doing, your Christmas and Hanukkah shopping and celebrating the holidays. A very blessed holiday season to you, and we look forward to having you back with us next Saturday morning starting at 7 o'clock. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Since 1964, the real estate professionals at Balistrieri Realty have been offering their clients the highest form of representation allowed by Florida law. With local family ownership, they're your home team. Whether you're buying or selling residential or commercial properties, you know you'll have a solid team behind you. Balistrieri services also include mortgages, title insurance, surveys, and market analysis. Their local and national relocation services will accommodate you whether you're moving across town or across the country. They have over 325 seasoned associates in offices in Palm Beach and Broward counties. Their personal service and straightforward, honest style will make you feel right at home. Call today, 954-545-1616. That's 954-545-1616. Choose the right sign, the Balistrieri sign, and put the resources of Balistrieri Realty to work for you. Call today, 954-545-1616. That's 954-545-1616.